Thank you for holding. Is this Steven?
Yeah.
Hey, Steven. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Okay.
You doing okay? Sound a little tired.
Yeah. Well, I went to a sickness, and I'm just getting better, you know. And then I take care of my family, because my family just... My uncle just ruined his foot, and he was taking care of his wife for the last 10 years, so now I take care of both of them right now.
God bless you, man. That's a good thing to do.
You know.
Yeah, doing the right thing isn't always easy, but it's worth it, you know? So I imagine you are pretty dang tired, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to make sure... They make sure they get to the doctor. You know, that's going to be going on for the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
Now, my aunt, she basically has dementia. And she needs to be in a nursing home. You know, we don't want to do that, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, you just want to try to honor their wishes, you know. My mom got like that. She got older and she wanted to pass at home and didn't want to go into a nursing home or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Yeah, you want to be around people you know and love, you know. Last thing I want I don't want to see when I go, I want to see one of my boys or something. I don't want to see some strange old guy, I don't know.
and then they don't take care of him, get all over the past and everything else.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear
you. Just to put it bluntly. You know.
My name's John, by the way. I'm the director here at this company, Local Splash. I know you were... having a brief conversation with one of my representatives here, Michael, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. And it's a great way to generate some more customers, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or what we'll be able to do for your business?
I'm worried about the price right now.
Okay.
I'm on a real tight budget.
What did you think? What do you think something like this costs?
Oh, I don't even know.
After talking to you for a bit, I kind of want to try to make it work for you as much as I can. You know, a lot of times I don't get personal or talk too much about people's situations. We just go straight to the business. But you know, now that I see you, I got a decent human being on the line. I could go up to bat for you here. I mean. If you want me to just straight shoot you on it. So, normally, like for the carpet cleaning companies like Stella's Cleaners, check out the addition to Tri-State, Stevie Carpet Cleaning, our carpet steamer and water damage. I know you're Stevie Carpet Cleaner, but there's another Stevie Carpet Steamer and water damage. You know that?
That's me.
Yeah, he's over there too.
That's me.
That's your business?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 443-232-0885?
Well, it shouldn't be that. It should be
3530, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the number we're on. So there's an old, outdated listing there that you have up there. But there's also, what I'm trying to get at is the companies like Chem Dry of Hartford, Baltimore Quick Dry, you know, the Upper Chesapeake guy. You know, these guys are all doing a package to have them on the first page of Google for, it's $2.99 a month for what they're paying. I could put you on the same package at $149. The reason that you need this isn't just because of getting you on the first page in front of your customers and getting you leads. But the listings and the information that you even have on there is so outdated. Even if somebody was looking for you and trying to call you directly off of the internet or off of Google, they're getting that old phone number. Yeah. So you're basically missing all of your potential customers, even the ones that you would be getting without the first page placement. But We go in there, we'll clean all that up, we'll correct it, and then we'll put you at the top of the search results page. So you'll see a heavy increase in traffic, and I'll charge you half to get it done. Okay, those guys are paying $299. I'll charge you $149 if you want to get it all knocked out.
Right.
And it's month to month. You don't got to sign any kind of contract or anything to commit to it long term. So we just go 30 days at a time. As long as you want to continue to work with me, I'll continue to work with you and give you that rate.
Right. And now the website, what's that going to cost?
Well, you know, normally we want to charge $99 for the domain name on the site. And then I can build, all the content for you for free. But, you know, I'll waive the fees on the site. So, I mean, if you want to come on board, and do the site, I'll even shave another $50 off the cost of the domain name. So we could do it $199 out the door with the website included. How's that sound? Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I'll knock it out for you, and then we'll have the website built by the beginning of next week. We'll have it finished. But I'm going to purchase the domain name today, and then I'll get started on content. Is there a time that I could do an interview with you, like later today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow probably be good. I got a doctor's appointment later on today.
I just want like 30 minutes, so that way I can, you know, get some content on the site and, you know, just interview you. I want to make sure that we're not listing you up there or having you get calls for something you don't do. I don't want to be wasting your time.
Okay. That sounds good. We'll do it tomorrow. What time's good?
I got, you want to go morning or afternoon?
Let me see. Be on the state side. Tomorrow's Friday. Afternoon.
Afternoon? Okay, I got a 5 to 6 open, and I also got a 6 to 7 Eastern Standard.
5 to 6 would be good.
Okay. And then I'm going to create the profile, so I'm going to update this profile and change all the information on it right now. So I just want to verify all the stuff that's on here. So obviously the phone number, I know I got to swap that out. Are you still at the 4411 Quaker Hill Court?
Correct.
Okay. Do you want me to hide that address on Google?
I
can make it so it just says city, state, and zip. That way they don't know exactly where you live. You know, the customers aren't coming to you anyway, right?
Right.
Okay.
I don't mind having my address there because I have nothing to hide.
Okay. It's not necessarily about hiding, you know. It's just more so if somebody, you know, knows there's a business owner there and, you know, we live in a crazy world, you know? There's no reason for people to show up to your house if they don't need to be there, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'd rather be safe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, I got kids, and I know you're at home, and you're trying to take care of your people over there, too. So I think the last thing we want to do is have people getting directions there. You know what I mean? And that's what happens on Google. If they click on it, they can get the turn-by-turn directions to you. I don't want people showing up to your doorstep. They need to call you and then set it up for you to go to them, right? You go to the job.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
I got you.
Sense.
I've been doing this a while, so I'll make sure I get you set up right. And then you just want the business name updated to say Stevie Carpets Cleaner?
Steamer.
Or Stevie's Carpet Cleaner.
Stevie Carpet Steamer.
Steamer.
Kind of like Stanley Steamer.
Yeah, but Stevie's Carpet Steamer.
Steamer, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I kind of steal some of Stanley Steamer's work. Yeah, that's why I did it, because they're a home name, you know what I mean, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I got plenty of work because of that reason.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll update the business name, because right now they have the business name listed as Stevie Carpet Steamer Water Damage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll update that. And then what's your last name, Steven?
Robin, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
R-O-B...
B-I-N-S.
Okay, there's two B's in there. Okay, gotcha. Like Baskin-Robbins?
Yes.
All right. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing, because I set you up on a discounted pricing structure. So that way you have in black and white that you're getting that deal. What's your business email address?
That'd be S. Robin, and that's at 3530@gmail.com.
S. Robin 3530@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, I got you. Okay, and that came back as valid. I'll also send over the invoice receipt there as well, because this is a business expense. So you're actually able to write it off. Okay, so that way you'll have the receipt. And then do you have a company logo already established?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. That's something we can help you with, too. I'll have my graphic designers try to send over some stuff to your email that you could check out that's not breaking any copyright laws.
Right. The only thing I had a man standing over a piece of furniture cleaning it.
Yeah. Well, those logos, what I want to avoid is that if we create a logo, you know, we can have the Steve's Carpet Steamer. That's not conflicting with Stanley Steamer, right? But I don't want the logo to look anything like that, because then they could turn around and say, you know, you're trying to steal something, you know?
Right.
And,
right.
So there's copyright laws. So I want to make sure that the logo doesn't look like that. So I'll have some graphic designers work on it, and we'll send you over some examples, and you can pick the one you like, and we'll make it yours.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have them email that to you. And then I got the client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 5 and 6, so the last thing we got to do is secure that first month's payment of the $199. In terms of securing that payment, how did you want to do that, Steven?
We'll do that with a credit card and do that on the first, okay?
Well, if I set it up today, because we have the availability for the first page placement today, I'll still have to process the first month's payment today, but what I'll do is I'll push your billing out by 6 days. So you won't get billed again until October 1st of 2022.
Okay.
So that way you'll get a whole month and 6 days on that first month. How does that sound? Is that fair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but our goal is to try to fill this spot today. So I want to get it secured, take it off the board. That way I don't got to worry about it going to another company in that carpet cleaning category. Okay?
All right.
All right. And then you said it was a card. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my uncle's name.
Okay, what's his first and last name?
Brad.
Brad Robbins?
Yeah.
Okay, and then is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN? Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, let me go in here 1 second.
Okay, and just to confirm, Steven, you're an authorized user on this card, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not going to get a call from Brad going, hey, what the heck?
Right.
Okay.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay, don't make me do anything illegal here, because they're gonna send him a invoice receipt. They're gonna message him. He's gonna get a notification.
Right.
Okay.
Right. make sure he's there's no problem. But let me call you back and just so he knows that's gonna go on. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean
your number. I will.
So what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen, Steve? When I punch this in here, right? It's gonna send him a message through his bank about the transaction. So he'll and he has to accept it. So he has to push yes in order for it to go through anyway. So I'll put it up here.
Okay.
We can secure it, and then he'll get that message, and then the payment's not gonna go through unless he hits that yes button. But at least that way, I could take it off the board. And then I can make sure we got his consent, okay?
Alright, what's your number there?
It's 877-635-6225. I'll repeat it back to you. 877-635-6225. And then if you want to call me directly, you have to hit the number 544 at the after you call it. It'll say punch in the number for your representative.
And your name?
Jonathan, J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N. I go by John.
Uh-huh.
And then my last name is Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay. Good enough. All right. Give me a little bit because I was supposed to cook them something to eat.
Uh-huh.
And so let me take care of them, and within an hour, okay?
Within an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go grab something to eat myself, and then I'll give you a call back when I get back in the office, okay? I'm gonna take an hour break, get some lunch.
Okay.
All right, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.